She said,
are you hungry?
Are you hungry, honey?
Did you eat it?
Yes.
Is it
life? Oh,
oh. Between love and hate. Ooh.
Yes, it is.
Is it life?
Oh, oh.
Between love and hate. Ooh.
Oh.
Hello, this is Gary. What? No, it's just 11. The report's not on until... What, move to 11 a.m.? Dick Dickenbach can handle it. Just tell him I'll be there at noon, like... What? He's nowhere to be found? Okay, can you play the intro and then, like, a long theme? I'll be there as soon as I can. Nobody tells me anything.
You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland, at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and on the coast in Nehalem, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online and on demand at xray.fm.
Live from lovely North Portland, it's the Dickenbach Report, starring Dick Dickenbach.
Join Dick Dickenbach for a lively afternoon news magazine featuring music,
topical discussion, and today's hardest-hitting reporting. Stay tuned for Dick Dickenbach, but first, today's musical theme.
Is the best for our lives, my dear. what's happening? It's 11:07 in the morning. You've tuned in to the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland. It seems that Dick Dickenbach has convinced the powers that be that X-Ray should expand the report to 2 hours. My name is Gary. I only wish he would have shown up to explain it to you. If you're looking for Buked and Scorned, it's airing earlier now, Sundays at 8, and you can always catch up with that show on the app. As always, if you have any complaints about anything regarding scheduling with Dick Dickenbach, write to OPB, care of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, Danville, Illinois. Today is May 31st, the 151st day of the year. That means there are just 214 days remaining in 2026. We began the show with Blondie, covering Beirut's Sunday Smile from Panic of Girls. The music of which I'm speaking is by the Ezra Collective, Smile from Where I'm Meant to Be. May 31st is National Smile Day. According to nationaltoday.com, the day was invented by dentists, which is weird because Dick Dickenbach doesn't have any of his original teeth left. But here's what the reporters on that site say. The history of the smile can be traced back to monkeys and apes, according to primatologist Sinje Prusschoff. These animals bear their teeth in a facsimile of a smile to show dominance or warn off predators. The theory is that humans copied this behavior, and over time, the smile evolved to show amusement and enjoyment. Research indicates that, on the way to portraying happiness, smiles were a way of attracting mates among early humans. If you've ever wondered why older portraits often showed unsmiling people, it's because people in the era had a lot of tooth rot caused by sugar and a poor diet. Plus, more common was the aristocratic perception that smiling and laughing was indecorous, showed a lack of self-control or good manners. One of the few exceptions was Leonardo da Vinci's Mona Lisa, although the portrait's ambiguity is part of its fame. As dentistry and an attitude of authenticity developed, people began smiling even in portraits, this time with their teeth on display. Studies of yearbook photographs over the years point to the breadth of smiles increasing over the years. The study indicates that because participants had to hold the pose for longer periods in the early days of photography, their smiles gradually dimmed. The prevalence of smiling in the recent past has linked to culture and traditions and varies from country to country. Some regions with high individualism and low population density had a higher incidence of people who smiled. A study also found that the biggest reason people smile can be attributed to the country's tradition of diverse immigration over time. Places like Brazil and the United States, where people do not share common customs or languages, see higher incidences of smiles. The study indicates that this is because the smile is part of a universal language. Now, people often say the phrase, it takes more muscles to smile than frown. The scientists at science.howstuffworks.com tell us, excuse me, while nobody could possibly tell you with accuracy exactly how many muscles you use when you smile, it's possible to tell the minimum number of muscles that are used in the most insincere, subtle, restrained, mouth-only smile or frown. If we analyze a smile that only raises the corner of the lips and the upper lips, then there are 5 muscle pairs, 10 total muscles, that accomplish this. 2 muscle pairs primarily raise the upper lip, while 3 other muscle pairs are tasked mainly with raising the corners of the mouth. If we reduce the frown to only the lowering of the corners of the mouth, along with a slight downward pouting of the lower lip, we're dealing with only 3 muscle pairs, one pair to drop the lower lip, and 2 pairs to lower the corners. Counted individually, we reach a tally that very well may turn our understanding of the universe completely on end. 10 muscles to smile, and 6 muscles to frown. But before you abandon your smile for a look of mild disappointment in order to conserve energy, consider that we can reduce both the smile and the frown to even further, so that each is produced merely by raising or lowering the corners of the mouth into a robotic expression. In this case, we have a tie. 2 muscle pairs for a total of 4 to smile and the same number to frown. We do hope this report, despite being twice as long, makes you smile today. The telephone number appears 503-233-X-RAY, that spells 9729, and the text line is 971-220-KXRY, that spells 5979. There are, of course, many, many music reports about smiling, so the staff here chose ones in which specific kinds of smiles, like Blondie's Sunday Smile, are highlighted. We hope you understand and are not sad you miss one of your favorite smile musical reports. All right, well, an hour and 45 minutes left to go. This is the Dickenbach Report on National Smile Day. It's X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland, xray.fm. Thank you.
and there's Edra, there's Joe and there's Mark. We're playing in the garden and we stay out till dark.
And we've all got a bright sunny smiles. And we've all got a bright sunny smiles.
There's Brendan, Tracy and Lucy and Joy. They wear mother's makeup and talk about boys.
And they've all got a bright sunny smiles. And they've all got a bright sunny smiles.
But now we all grown up and life's not much fun. Cause when we were children we sat in the sun. And we all had
bright sunny smiles.
And we all had
bright sunny smiles.
Sometimes we are happy, sometimes we are sad. When we think of the fun and the laughter we had. Now it's so hard to find a bright sunny smile. It's so hard to find a bright sunny smile. But now we are grown up and life's not much fun. And now we are grown up, there's nowhere to run. No bright sunny smiles. No bright sunny smiles. No bright sunny smiles. No bright sunny smiles.
We'll be right back. glass. Now you want
thank you.
fans. It is almost 11:30 a.m. You've tuned in to the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland. Please do not be confused. We've added an hour to this program to bring you more news. The show starts now at 11. I'm Gary. Dick Dickenbach may have forgotten we've added an hour, so he'll hopefully show up at noon. Today is National Smile Day. These are the music reports about smiling and kinds of smiles you just heard. That was Ray Chafin, the B-side of the Greenwood Township single Girl with the Flower Smile. Before that, Tracy Shedd, Faint Pale Smiles from the 2002 Teen Beat sampler. White Owl Red gave us Easy Smile from Running Blind. The Wedding Present sang of The Girl with a Curious Smile from Search for Paradise. Head Like a Kite talked about Your Butt Crack Smile from Random Portraits of the Home Movie, and we began with Television Personalities. Bright Sunny Smiles from The Painted Word. Under my voice is Michael Varvakis' Eternal Smile from Songs for My Blue Guitar. For national holidays, Dick Dickenbach always turns to his favorite cinephile, his buddy Chuck, to recommend movies to him to celebrate the day. Thanks for being here, Chuck. What movies do we have to watch on National Smile Day?
Thanks, Dick. And like I say, you don't have to watch these films. But the first one is The Man Who Laughs from 1928, directed by Paul Lenny, based on a book by Victor Hugo. It stars Mary Philbin and Conrad Veidt. It's the story of a clown who has a child who was surgically altered to always be smiling. The character's look is said to be the inspiration for that of the Joker, but his personality is quite the opposite. However, there is a character in the film that has a disposition that is closer aligned with the more sadistic versions of Batman's foe. Another character in the film is a dead ringer for Madonna and seems to be a bit of a free spirit sexually, so perhaps she was based on her. The second film is Smile from 1975. It's a smart send-up of the teen beauty pageants. It's directed by Michael Ritchie and stars Bruce Dern, Barbara Feldon, with Melanie Griffith, Annette O'Toole, and Colleen Camp as three of the young Miss America contestants.
Chuck, where can people see these films?
The first one can be found on YouTube. The second one you would have to purchase or rent.
There may be someone listening to this show right now, Chuck, who thinks an appropriate film for this day would be 2022's horror film Smile. Have you seen that film, Chuck?
I have not seen that film.
So you cannot recommend it?
Correct.
Tell us again the two films you recommend to watch on National Smile Day.
The Man Who Laughs from 1928 and Smile from 1975. And I did make a list on my Letterboxd account of films tagged with Smile on IMDb.
And how could a fellow cinephile find you on Letterboxd?
Find it under Robot Cat.
He's Dick Dickenbach's buddy and favorite cinephile. His name is Chuck. Chuck, thanks for your recommendations and coming on the show today.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Dick.
Oh, for Pete's sake, Chuck. It's Gary. He's gone. I mean, we used to work in a video store together, Chuck and I. Remember now, today all the music reports are about kinds of smiles. You know, like bright sunny smiles or faint pale smiles. The phone line up here is 503-233-X-RAY, which is 9729. The text line is 971-220-5979, which is KXRY. And this is the Dickenbach Report. It's National Smile Day. On X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland, X-Ray.FM.
Just a fun fairy ride. the whole time. Your clothes were lying all around on the floor. I found it funny, but then later I got sore. The things you learn along the way. Oh, baby, you think life is just a fun thing.
Gary, junior anchor here at the Dickenbach Report, reminding you that this extra hour of the report is made possible today by Bloat. From the makers of Scum, Bloat helps with digestion of both you and your food, and the food eaten by any creatures living in your gut biome. Available wherever dangerous medications are sold, and in your grocer's freezer.
Blat, 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 blat.
When I woke up this morning, things were looking bad. Seemed like total silence was the only friend I had. A bowl of oatmeal tried to stare me down and won. And it was 12 o'clock before I realized I was having no fun. Ah, but fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? No, I'm just trying to have me some fun.
Ketchup, just ketchup, anytime, man.
Last time I checked my bankroll, it was getting thin. Sometimes it seems like the bottom is the only place I've been. I chased a rainbow down a one-way street, dead end. And all my friends turned out to be insurance salesmen. Ah, but fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? No, I'm just trying to have me some fun. I sat down in my closet with all my overalls, trying to get away from all the ears inside my walls. I dreamed the police heard everything I thought. What then? Well, I went to court and a judge's name was Hoffman. Ah, but fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? No, I'm just trying to have me some fun.
Too tight. I know I
this just in. It's 11:53, 7 minutes before noon. You're tuned in to the Dickenbach Report on X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland. I'm Gary, sitting in for Dick Dickenbach, who does get quite winded. We thought he should sit for a while, I think. May 31st is National Smile Day. These are the musical reports you just heard about different kinds of smiles. That was Flunk, Your Coolest Smile from Four Sleepy Heads Only. Before that, Gong Wha, Innocent Smile from The Healing Volume. We heard a live version of John Prine's Illegal Smile. That's from 1970 from The Singing Mailman Delivers. Apple Orchard talked about a hiding smile from their single of that same name. Carnival Park talked about half smiles and frowns from her Kinder Crush. And we began with Arrest, Charlie Tipper, Golden Smile from Red. Under My Voice is Sam Rivers, I'll Never Smile Again from A New Conception. Now you know this, we're not surprising you by saying this, Dick Dickenbach listens to you, often without your consent, and he sometimes records you. This is a report, a field report, he filed of a pertinent conversation he heard this past week.
Oh my God, Martha, I haven't seen you in so long. How are you doing?
It's good to see you too. And I love your grimace.
Oh, heavens to Betsy, you'll never believe what just happened to me. That man over there, he came over to me and he said, you gotta smile more, lady, you gotta smile. He says you got a pretty smile.
I just get people are really too nice. People are way too nice.
Well, I showed him how nice I was. I whacked him with a handbag, that's what I did. I said if I had a dog, I'd sick him on you, because I'm not nice.
I'm not nice at all. People think I'm nice, but I pretend.
You don't have to pretend with me, Martha. I know you're not nice. You don't have to smile or nothing.
Can I just tell you something? So, I see this dentist, and the dentist says that my teeth look like they have little coats on them. Every single one. Different kinds of coats. So when I go and see the dentist tells me, well, this one's a raccoon coat, and this one's a wool coat with a hood, and this one's a parka, and this one's a down vest, and I mean, he goes on through all my teeth and says, they look like they all have coats on. So I don't want you to see my coat.
Oh, heavens to Betsy, I worry about you, Martha. Are you sure you're going to a real dentist?
I don't know. Maybe he likes coats. Maybe he chose the wrong profession because he seems to really be into my coats. The last time I was there, he was like, ooh, wow, I'm going to put something in a pocket of that coat. Ooh, it's weird.
He sounds like he's feel all that short of your sister Mabel's banana bread, if you know what I mean.
I know. But he's also really nice to look at, I have to say. So I kind of put up with some stuff that I shouldn't.
Oh, heavens to Betsy.
But so my teeth are really like, yeah, not so good. I kind of feel like I need to go and get somebody like to, you know, take them all out and put in some fake ones or something like that. And maybe then I would show you my teeth a little bit more.
Martha, I hope you don't think I'm asking you to smile for me.
Oh, well, I'm not a smiler, you know what I mean? I've never been a smiler.
Fix your hearing aid, Martha. I'm not asking you to smile. That man over there was asking me to smile.
I think it's one of the rudest things, especially when men say, oh, you're so much more pretty when you smile. That's so mean.
Well, you know me, Martha. God did not give me looks, and the smile's not going to help me out.
You are pretty. Not that that's important. I mean, you're smart, and you're very clever and fun to hang out with. But also, I must say, one of the many things I like about you is that you are pretty, but you don't strut about it. You know what I mean? You don't, oh, I'm pretty and strut.
Heavens to Betsy, Martha, you must be spending too much time at that dentist putting the coats on your teeth. I don't know what to say, so I'm going to walk away. I don't want to hear any more about this. I don't want to hear any more smiling or pretty talk. That's just nice running into you in the park. I'll see you Tuesday night for cribbage. Bye, Martha, bye.
All right, well, just give me a grimace before you go, okay?
Yeah, I can't for the life of me figure out how he gets so close to record people and why he hasn't been sued. I remind you that you're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and on the coast in Nehalem, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, streaming online and on demand at xray.com. anchor.fm. The telephone line, 503-233-X-RAY. That spells 9729. The text line, 971-220-KXRY. That spells 5979. I guess it's a time now for the second hour, which used to be the only hour of the Dickenbach Report. It is National Smile Day. This is X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland, xray.fm.